What is going on, everybody, and welcome to Time to Talk Denver, the podcast specifically about the Denver Nuggets. I'm your host, Tom Luthner, and let's hop right into episode one of the podcast. So I'm recording this a little late from game five. Tonight is game six. Unfortunately, work took over my schedule, and I'm gonna have to do an episode late, but I'm gonna cover game five and the entire series overall. So the first thing I'm gonna start with is a segment I'm gonna call Let's Talk About Someone. And now we're actually gonna start off talking about two people. Those two people are Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Aaron Gordon, the fourth and fifth options for the Denver Nuggets. So the reason I want to jump into these two guys, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a phenomenal defender on the wing that is replaceable by the Denver Nuggets bench. What's not replaceable is his 10.1 points per game. Yes, you can get that out of some people like Justin Holiday, Christian Brown, but you cannot get the efficiency in shooting from Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. This year, he shot 40% from the three-point line, which is insane, especially as a fifth option on the team averaging 10 points. He's also a phenomenal defender. Again, going back, you can take that off the bench. He's averaging 1.3 steals per game, probably one of the best role three and D wings this entire year. Might make an all-defensive team. We shall see. But what was happening with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a little scary. As a Nuggets fan, he has not been able to score outside of game five. Throughout games one through four, he averaged 6 points, 4 points, 12 points, 3 points. His shooting percentages were down a great amount. We'll go strictly from the 3-point line here. In game one, he was 2 for 4. Game two, he was 0 for 2. Game three, he was 0 for 2. And game four, he was 1 for 4, which is awful for KCP. Again, the guy was shooting 40% clip from 3-point line, averaging 10 points per game. So the reason I want to jump into this is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope needs to have games like he did game five. He needs to draw the attention away from a guy like Jamal Murray, draw the attention away from a guy like Nikola Jokic. Game five, 16 points, 4 for 5 from three, 6 for 8 from the field. That is what he needs to do. I'm not saying he has to put up 16 consistently, but he needs to be in the double digits. He cannot afford to have 6 points. He cannot afford to have 4 points. He cannot afford to have 3 points. Again, in game three, he had 12 points. Nuggets dominated. So he needs to continue to have those double digit games to draw the attention away from Jamal Murray. Hopping into the next person I wanted to talk about, Aaron Gordon, the exact same reason I want to talk about that. It's actually the opposite. Is because Aaron Gordon is drawing the attention away from Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. He is playing phenomenally. And we have not seen Aaron Gordon shoot this well, which is the exact reason the Minnesota Timberwolves had the edge over to the Denver Nuggets throughout the season, is because they would let him shoot threes because he's not known as a phenomenal three-point shooter. He has been amazing in this series, and it's nice to see as a Nuggets fan. So we need to continue to see that from him, but I don't think you can rely on him to shoot that well for the rest of the series, at least. We'll see what happens tonight in the game six. But again, he's been phenomenal. He's drawn the attention away from MPJ. He's drawn the attention away from Jamal Murray, but MPJ's also been out of sync. We'll touch up on that a little bit later. Aaron Gordon is also playing amazing defense. He's covering up those minutes for Nikola Jokic, even though it's very hard against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have arguably four bigs, maybe five if you want to say that Kyle Anderson and McDaniels can play the big. The next guy I want to hop into and talk about is Justin Holiday. So Justin Holiday is actually a guy that, as a Nuggets fan, I'm not high on. Obviously, I would rather a guy like Bruce Brown or a guy like Jeff Green from last year's roster. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. They need the spark plug off the bench, and Justin Holiday was a lot cheaper to get. Justin Holiday has been playing very well if you look back at the last four games of the series. In game two, he had 13 points. Game three, he had 6 points. Game four, he had 10 points. So what he's doing is making up for KCP's slack on offense. The only thing that I get nervous about is in his 15 minutes played per game this season, he only averaged 4 points a game. So sure, he's been the spark plug off the bench, if you want to say. I guess Reggie Jackson's along there. Christian Brown's been scoring. It's not consistent by anybody, but he's probably the most consistent one out of all of them, which, again, very nerve-wracking because he doesn't have the defensive ability that Kentavious Caldwell-Pope does. Again, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope might be an all-defensive player this year. You cannot rely on Justin Holiday to come off the bench and take the slack off of KCP. You need KCP to step up and be able to play that offensive role that he was able to play during the season. You cannot rely on this guy, Justin Holiday, to do that. Fine. He's been playing, I'm not going to say amazing. He's been playing very well throughout the series, but he's not the guy that you want to come off the bench. Realistically, you would like KCP to be in the game as long as he can be if he's putting up those offensive numbers like he did in game five. And I would like to see that from KCP. So I'm going to talk about somebody here on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that one guy is Anthony Edwards. Of course, how could you not talk about Anthony Edwards? The Minnesota Timberwolves are getting outside of game two, which is another thing I'll get to, have been dominating. The Denver Nuggets have been dominating outside of game two, and they have not been able to stop Nikola Jokic. And that one main reason, I think, is just because they're focusing two people on him. And if he's not going to get you the points, he's going to get you the assists, which is leaving people open. But I also think that the Nuggets are playing amazing defensively, and what's helping them out is that Ant doesn't have help right now. Again, here we'll go through the games 1 through 4. Game one, 43 points. Game two, 27 points. Game three, when we dominated, 19 points. Game four, 44 points. He has not been able to be stopped, which is fine if the rest of the Timberwolves roster is going to play the way that they're playing. They're playing terrible basketball outside of Anthony Edwards. He is carrying that entire organization. So what the Denver Nuggets figured out in game five, which is fine, double team Anthony Edwards. Let Jaden McDaniels shoot the ball. He cannot do that this series. And again, what are you gonna do? Let Rudy Gobert score down low? Sure, if you're gonna go down, hit down the court, hit a three as the Nuggets, and you're gonna allow Rudy Gobert to hit a layup, so be it. He's not gonna do that consistently either. Not that he can't make layups, but it's Rudy Gobert. He's not a scorer. So sure, he'll put up 16 points a game, but you can allow Rudy Gobert to score if you're gonna try to shut down Cat and Anthony Edwards, which is great because Cat's playing awful basketball too. Anthony Edwards needs the help for their sake. And hopefully, as a Nuggets fan, we continue to double team him and somebody doesn't step up. Because once that happens, then that takes away from our defensive game plan for last game. So I'm going to jump into something else. And that's going to be the segment about what gives the Nuggets the edge here. Again, as I said before, Aaron Gordon is on fire. You can't stop him right now, which I don't know how long that's going to last. Maybe it's this series. Last series played all right, but he wasn't doing what he was doing this series, and that is shooting a consistent clip from the 3-point line. He has been dominating. Again, what the Nuggets did throughout the series this year and what they've done throughout the series in the playoffs was they double teamed, I guess you could say, double teamed Nikola Jokic. They would throw Rudy Gobert in the paint, put a bigger body like Karl-Anthony Towns or Naz Reid on Nikola Jokic, and they would leave Aaron Gordon open at the 3-point line because once he missed one or two shots, he's going to stop shooting them realistically unless he hits one prior to it. So if he goes 1 for 2, you could probably see him shooting more threes. If he goes 0 for 1, you're probably or 0 for 2, you're not going to see him shoot as many threes that game. Maybe he takes 3 or 4, which again is a very high number for Aaron Gordon if he's not going to make one. But I think if he hits 1 of 2, he's more likely to shoot 4 or 5 3-pointers if left open. Because once he feels that little rhythm, but now what he's been doing this series with being on fire is he's drawing the rotation to get to him once they're double teaming Jokic down the post. And that leaves a guy like KCP, a guy like Nikola Jokic, and a guy like Jamal Murray open, which is the reason I say that KCP needs to be more consistent because that rotation is leaving him open. So what they're figuring out or what they have figured out, and it hasn't worked fully. Once you rotate over to Aaron Gordon, you allow a guy like KCP to shoot and he goes 1 for 4. Fine, so be it, which is seen in game five when they rotate over to Aaron Gordon and KCP shot 4 for 5 from three, which is what they need out of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So again, when Aaron Gordon is on fire, it's forcing Rudy Gobert to play on the perimeter. And if not, Aaron Gordon's left wide open. And once you get Gobert on the perimeter, that means that Jokic is in the paint by himself with either Kat or Naz Reid, who aren't as good as of paint defenders as Gobert. And if they're going to switch that off, which they did, is that means Gobert and Jokic are one-on-one. And it's been proven that Jokic dominates Gobert. We saw it last year in the playoffs in the first round. He dominated Rudy Gobert, whereas we saw it during the season. Sure, maybe they took the season series, but Rudy Gobert got dominated by Jokic, and it's not close. He cannot guard Nikola Jokic. Sure, he's an amazing paint defender. If you see a guy like Jamal Murray drive to the paint, or a guy like KCP or Christian Brown drive to the paint, Gobert's probably going to be there to stop them, but he cannot stop Jokic in the paint, which is such a plus for Denver. So as I said before, the lack of scoring from McDaniels, Kyle Anderson, when he does step in the game, is a huge factor for Denver to continue to win these games. I think that if you allow McDaniels to shoot threes, and he's going to be the same way that Aaron Gordon is, as I was saying before, if he goes 0 for 1, 0 for 2 from the 3-point line, he's most likely not shooting them anymore unless he's left wide open. And again, if he makes one every once in a while, unless it's a game winner, I don't see it being that big of a deal. If you can shut down Karl-Anthony Towns like they have been, double team Anthony Edwards, and try to allow Rudy Gobert to create his own shot, which isn't going to happen. The other thing that I want to take note here is the slump of Karl-Anthony Towns. I don't know what is happening with Karl-Anthony Towns. Sure, he scored some, he's had some high scoring games here and there, but he's not the Karl-Anthony Towns that we've seen in the past. He's an all-star starter, arguably, every year, just about. He is amazing. And now that he has the help of Anthony Edwards, you would think that this team is able to just dominate every single team. They showed in game one and two that they could, and now they cannot. I'm going to move on here to what I want to take note of real quick is if Denver does lose the series, the one thing I think that they need to do is they need to go find a big man that can score for them off the bench, just like we have seen in the past with Jeff Green, like we have seen in the past with DeMarcus Cousins. Sure, they succeeded last year. They had Jeff Green. Bruce Brown played those minutes. And I think that they need to develop Julian Strother to be an off-the-bench scorer, not so that Justin Holiday doesn't have to get those minutes. The last thing I want to take note of going into tonight's game is that, and again, this is being recorded before the game. Hopefully it's out before the game starts. If not, it'll be out right after. Mike Conley being hurt slows down the rotation for the Minnesota Timberwolves, which is amazing for Denver because once that, again, if Aaron Gordon's left open, then that rotation's gonna be slowed down by either Jordan McLaughlin being in. And when Jordan McLaughlin's out, it's Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's a phenomenal on-ball defender, but he's not able to rotate as fast as Mike Conley has been. Mike Conley has been a pest in this series, so him being out is huge for Denver, and I hope that continues. And the last thing I want to cover right before I end the first episode, I know it's a quick episode, just trying to get this episode in before the last game. The last thing I want to cover for this series is Rudy Gobert is a difference maker for the Timberwolves, and I think it's in a negative way against this Denver team. Sure, against other teams that can't stretch the floor as well. If Aaron Gordon is hot, and we've seen it happen, then he is the biggest difference maker in the Denver Nuggets' favor. They're not able to do much with him on the floor with another big. Naz Reid, sure. Naz Reid is considered a big. And again, you could say that big is whatever you want height-wise. You could say whatever you want weight-wise. Naz Reid is considered a big, and he is able to guard the perimeter or Nikola Jokic. That's the benefit of having Naz Reid on the floor over a guy like Rudy Gobert. Again, if you look at the plus minus of Naz Reid and Gobert, Gobert has a higher plus minus, meaning that he has been better on the floor, and that's just the points scored by the other team. Last game, Nikola Jokic bodied and completely dominated Rudy Gobert on the offensive side. And I don't think that Rudy Gobert is the difference maker that the Timberwolves need in order for the Timberwolves to take the series. And I think that's the biggest benefit for the Nuggets. When Rudy Gobert's in the game, it's either him and Jokic one-on-one and Jokic is dominating him, or he's playing off-ball defense, watching Aaron Gordon in the three-point on the three-point line in the corner, and allowing a good rotation by Denver to get open three. So hopefully they keep Rudy Gobert on the floor. Again, I would love to see Denver take this series, and I would love to. I realistically going into the next series, if we do win this one, I would like to see us play the Dallas Mavericks. I know Luka's going to be a lot harder to stop, but he is injured going into this series. So I would love to see the Dallas Mavericks move on. Hopefully, that is a win-win for Denver, and we'll see what happens. But that's going to do it for this quick episode of the first episode of Time to Talk Denver. Again, I've been your host, Tom Ludner, and thank you guys for watching.